Lynn Fraser is going to help your finances get into shape. Financial Fitness with Lynn Fraser on Family Radio CHRI.
Good morning and welcome to the Financial Fitness Show with Lynn Fraser. I am absolutely thrilled to be here this morning. This is show number 335, according to my stats. And it's an important show for me. I don't know about you, but it's an important show for me. So good morning. This is going to be a call-in show this morning. And so we want to hear from you this morning. We want to hear your comments. The phone number here is 613-247-1886. Please give us a call and share this day with us. So I'm here in the studio with two of my favorite friends, Dave and Rebecca.
Good morning,
you two.
Good morning.
And good morning to Daryl on the other side of the glass. You can't hear him. Oh, that's a really good thing. Daryl, I've been trying to silence you for a long time. This is great. So I don't even have to talk to you at all. It's a hand signals. Oh, don't use that one. That's not a good one. Anyway, good morning, all. Last night we had a refirement party.
You're going to have to define that a little bit, Lynn.
Well, it's, you know, I just took out the T and made it an F. And so last night we celebrated together the passing of the baton from Lynn Fraser to David and Rebecca for more than enough company, for more than enough coaching, for more than enough radio show, the Financial Fitness radio show. We passed the baton last night. Mm-hmm. And so it was a great celebration. I was thrilled with all the wonderful people that came out and celebrated with us. I'm grateful for you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And today we're, this will be the last show, at least for a long time, that I'm going to be recording. And so
you think that? I mean, we still may get you on, you know, as a impromptu guest when you're jetting through from all the other places you're being and say, hey, we got to do a show, Lynn. Just, you know.
Oh, so. Yeah. Well, we can. Technology right. will of allow course, that as long right. as you tell me how to use the technology. As long as somebody else does the technology for me, we can make that work.
Sure. Right.
Yeah. So that's
but it,
great.
I mean, to put it, this is the hosting part that you're saying. You're saying, okay, I'm not going to be able to host from wherever you are going to be. Right.
That's right. That's right. So, Daryl, are you going to miss me? Ha! You can't say anything. Oh, good. Oh, okay. Oh, he's. Oh, techno challenge. He's calling me techno challenge. He's sending me messages. You're right. But that's the only area I'm challenged in, Daryl. Just saying. Anyway, so we do want to hear from you this morning. We want to hear your comments. We want to hear your thoughts. We want to hear your well wishes for David and Rebecca and all of that. And so, and we want you to be part of this show. This has been your show all along. And so we want to celebrate you. So the phone number here is 613-247-1886. Daryl is on the phones to take your call. So we look forward to hearing you. Cool. From you and speaking with you.
There you go.
So,
the other thing, if you're calling in and you have a favorite show, if there's a show that you were like, oh, this is like my fave, we'd just love to hear that. And if you don't want to call, you can email info at More Than Enough and just send us your favorite show because we want to collect the best of shows. We have our favorites. Lynn,
I have your favorite.
I've got mine. And certainly in the next number of weeks, we're going to be highlighting some of those favorite shows for the month of October. And so we're going to highlight, you know, Lynn's favorite, Dave's favorite, maybe if there's some voting going on that's going to say,
Daryl's
hey,
favorite.
The show that that really struck out to you, we want to hear for that. So either call in and let us know or send an email to info@morethanenough.com.
So the topic for the show today is passing the baton. What does that mean? What does that mean to us? What does that mean to you? What's that going to look like for the future? Because as many of you have journeyed with me for a time, and some of you may be just tuning in for the first time, and you're welcome. And the future is bright. It's so bright, you're going to have to wear shades. Mm-hmm. But we want to hear from you as to if you have had a favorite show or the show has had an impact in your life. We want to hear your personal testimony as to how God has moved through this show. Yeah, and the freedom that has brought you.
Cool. And we, I mean, you, the three of us here could probably spend the whole show just talking about all of the cool stories, all of the, but really, and as we were talking about, what do we want to do for this show? We just want to celebrate you coming in and so hear the words from you as opposed to hear us talking about it. So.
I know that it certainly impacted my life. Mm-hmm. This show has. Mm-hmm. I have loved doing this show. And there's been some amazing people that have come on and celebrated with us. And we did a client survey this year and we got incredible feedback from the listeners. Mm-hmm. And lots of encouraging words. So yeah, it's been a big part of my life. I'm going to miss it.
Mm-hmm. That's why I say I don't think we can keep you off the show. If you are at all available, you'll be back on. So we can talk a little bit while we're waiting for that. I see the phone ringing now. So while we're waiting for that to go, but what is the future for you, Lynn? Can you give us like a 2-second summary?
Yeah. Future for me is I am going to Southeast Asia and I am going to... open a business that is going to provide economic empowerment for those that are survivors of human trafficking.
Okay, that's a two-second deal.
That's a 2-second deal because we've got listeners on the line and we want to be able to talk to them. So, good morning.
Good morning, Lynn.
How are you this morning?
Very well, thank you, thank you.
Good. So, thank you for calling. I'm sorry, and who am I speaking to?
My pleasure. My name is Luis Felipe.
Hello, Felipe. Mm-hmm. Nice to hear you.
I think you may remember me because my wife and me, we went almost 6-7 years ago. We went to More Than Enough for financial advice.
I do.
And it was, I want to tell, it was a life-changing experience. Our finance was really on shape through time. And I want just to give you my appreciation and my honor to be a woman of God for your decision and also to pass the baton to David. It's great. God bless you, Lynn. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Felipe. I'm so thrilled that you called, and I appreciate your call.
Mm-hmm. God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye now. It's so fun. I love hearing the stories of freedom. You know, we know that it is God that's brought about that freedom, and it's only because he's the one that sets the captives free. And we have the amazing privilege of walking with him and watching as he does this incredible work. So it's a great thing.
And, you know, as we're talking about that, one of the cool things about the show is really we have no idea the impact just the show has. Like Louis Philippe mentioned, hey, I called, I got some advice. And of course, we know that once you make that call, that's probably one of the biggest challenges in terms of barrier. But just being able to say over the radio show, hey, let's do this, and hearing just the response of people that have done it really all on their own, just listening to the show and having a, you know, taking the initiative. That's pretty cool.
I know. It doesn't matter where I go in the city of Ottawa. I will encounter people that have said that they have made changes in their life as a result of listening to the show. So I know it's having an impact, and I know it'll continue to have an impact. And the financial fitness workshops will continue. That's really...
Absolutely.
That's something we're really excited about because we're changing the name brand of that, but we have some callers.
Okay, we'll talk more about that, and let's take this call from Kelly. Good morning, Kelly.
Hi, Lynn.
Thank you for calling. I'm looking forward to hearing your message, your story.
Yes. So I've been a regular listener to your show for years now, and my husband and I came into one of your workshops, Financial Fitness, and then we also saw you afterwards, and your advice has changed our life. We have knocked off tens of thousands of dollars of debt. We have been able to buy a house with your assistance. Wow. And we have an emergency fund, a whoopee cushion, and we don't use our credit cards. We don't live on our credit cards anymore. So thank you so much for all of the ways that you have changed our life and empowered us.
So we'd like your picture. We're going to put you on a poster. It sounds like you are the poster couple for More Than Enough. Amazing.
I know. Well, you see, I did the easy work and you did the hard work. So you took, you know, the biggest thing about about taking financial counsel is that you need to take the counsel and follow through. And I am thrilled to hear that you have. And oh my gosh, what is God going to do with you next, Kelly? Like you can step into the fullness of what he's created you for, and he's got a plan and a purpose for your life. You're positioned, you're poised.
That's awesome.
Amen. Thank you. And we're really excited for what you are doing in Southeast Asia, and God bless you as well. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Well, Kelly, I'm just going to put it out there that if you want to stay connected as I'm doing my travels, I am building a community of people that will walk with me in some shape or form in terms of prayer or newsletters and such. So we'd be thrilled to hear from you. You could send an email to morethanenough.ca. info@morethanenough.ca, and they'll make sure that I add you to the newsletter list if you like.
Okay, that would be great. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd love to continue to journey with you. Congratulations, Kelly, and thank you so much for calling.
Cheers. God bless.
God bless you. Ah, that's so much fun.
Love those stories.
Love those stories. Stories of freedom, stories of hope, stories of dignity. Mm-hmm. Lives changed. Mm-hmm. That's what More Than Enough is all about.
For sure.
So, Reb, you were starting to talk about what you're thinking about. Oh, just a minute before you do that. I want to remind people to call in. So the number here is 613-247-1886. We would love to hear from you this morning. Please give us a call. We're waiting for your call. 613-247-1886.
Yeah, so you were saying that we were going to keep doing the financial fitness seminars, and that's the fourth Tuesday of the month. That's still what we're going to do. But we're adding a few interesting seminars, one of which we had a couple weeks ago, and we had a really good response from that night. And we're calling them Let's Talk Money. David and I are doing them together. And we're talking about different issues around finances and money. So the three we're doing this fall are about communication. So that's always a hot topic, obviously, in a marriage or in a family or in a community.
Around money.
Around money.
Uh-huh.
So
very good. That's awesome. Yeah. I'm excited for that. I have heard you two talk about talking. And you talk about talking very well. So it's going to be a really good seminar. I know that. So I'm looking forward to, make sure that you stay in touch. I'm speaking to our listeners, not you two. I know you're in touch. But make sure that you stay in touch with More Than Enough and find out when these workshops are coming up. You'll hear them announced, and they'll be on the morethanenough.ca website. But in terms of communication, it's one of the hardest pieces. One of the first things I tell people is, and when you start talking about money, you're not allowed to fight. Not at least for a while until you you can fight later.
The point is that we don't have to fight about it, right?
Yeah, you can put some boundaries on the amount of time that you have to talk without fighting, as a starting place. But yeah, you need to learn how to communicate about money.
And we're excited about that. All of those seminars are going to be on the Tuesday night for the next 6 to 8 months. So if you've got a Tuesday night free, or go onto the website, see what seminar is on that night or the following week, and we're keeping them pretty consistent, and there's a number of topics, and we're again free to the community as part of what you started, Lynn. We're saying, hey, we just want to give back to the community. Seminars are free. There's no cost.
That's
you
wonderful.
Come, you get the information, you take it home and apply it. Please apply it.
And then tell us about it.
And then come back and tell us as you call the radio show when we have a call in to say, hey, let's go from there. So
David, do you have a favorite show?
You know, we were talking about that on the way in, going, is there a favorite show? I think that my favorite type of show, if I can say that, is the ones where we've had people come in and share their journeys, where they've said, this is where I was, and this is, I'm either in process, but I'm willing to share the part of the process, or they're actually saying, hey, I've kind of journeyed past. So my favorite type of show is the type of show that we have guests right here in the studio with us sharing their stories.
Well, last night I met a couple that had been at a financial fitness seminar, and she started talking about the Blados, who are now in Pittsburgh, and we had a call. They called in, and we talked to them about how they were able to fulfill their dream of going to school in the States. And she just, that one has really stuck with her. Mm-hmm. And it was just fun to hear that feedback last night at our party too.
Yeah, we had several people there last night that have been guests on the show. And I mean, they've come because they've experienced the freedom, or at least are on the journey and the process. And they really do have a positive impact on others when they share the story. So I'm grateful for that. Mm-hmm. So,
The others kind of show that I like are, as crazy as that sounds, but are just the simple educational pieces where we walk through the process and say, you know,
A bit of a process guy.
I know. but I love just laying out the plan and saying, you know, it's not that difficult to create the plan, and the simplicity of that, because that mirrors my favorite type of show, because then you have the guests that come in and say, you know, I did it. And it wasn't easy, but it wasn't difficult. If I can I say that? You know, it's difficult to apply, but the concepts are easy to understand. And so that's my second most favorite part there. So there you go.
So I think we have to agree on that. And this is really, you know, if Daryl was on this side of the glass, there'd be no agreement, you know, because we never agree on anything. But because you're here, we get to agree. Daryl's shaking his head. He's going to make more gestures, I'm sure. Yes. you know, I've been asked a lot recently about the plans that I have coming up. And, you know, I see how God has, how I've walked this more than enough journey. The more than enough journey has been my journey, mm-hmm. and not just in developing a process for someone else with you, but walking it out. And I am now at a place where I want all of the listeners to be. I am now at a place where I want everyone that comes to More Than Enough Bead, where they are set free, unleashed, and able to walk into whatever God calls them to do, mm-hmm. so that they can be fully alive, fully available, ready to go, and free mm-hmm. to do what He's called them to do. And that's the enviable position I'm in, but it's because of More Than Enough.
Sure. Applying the principles, right? You know, living them out for sure, and recognizing that you know, a big part of even the journey is talking about purpose, and that's been, as we've talked on even on this show in the last number of years, you saying, well, what's next, Lord? Trying to find out how the Lord's leading you in that purpose place, but in the meantime, preparing yourself for it, and making sure that you're living on less than you're making, and all of those things that we talk about.
Yeah, that was a financial journey for me, for sure. We want to hear about your journey. So give us a call at 613-247-1886. Our time is running short, but we do have a couple minutes for a couple more shows. So the lines are open. Give us a call, 613-247-1886.
I wanted to mention part of passing the baton, we're talking about this morning, it was having this party last night, and yeah. we had about 80, 90, I'm not
105.
Sure. 105. Okay. Okay. Amazing people. Partially, they were you who came out last night. We just want to say thank you for that, because we have done an official handoff from Lynn to David and I as we mm-hmm. carry the torch forward, and we were able to introduce a bunch of our team members at More Than Enough. So we just want to encourage you, if you don't know who we are, to go to our website mm-hmm. and find out more about who our team members are, because we've also relaunched our website this week. So mm-hmm.
yes, that's awesome. Yes. So you need to go onto the morethanenough.ca website and check it out. Mm-hmm. It yeah. looks pretty cool. I saw it. I like it.
And here's my little disclaimer. If you go on the website and something doesn't work, let us know, because we've spent the last couple of weeks test driving the website. But, if you miss something, so let us know.
Okay. So we've got a caller in line one. Good morning.
Good morning, Lynn. How are you doing today, dear?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm a little discouraged.
You're a little discouraged. How come?
Well, I went to your seminar almost 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And life happens as we know it. And I'm exactly the same spot I was 2 years ago.
Oh, well, then you need to come back.
Well, I hope so. That's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't work for me.
I often say in the seminar that don't expect to do it perfectly. And I mean, the whole idea of having this process that is simplified and step by step is that regardless where you are now, you can always take a step forward. So don't look at the past, wipe that off of you, wipe off your feet and come back and start again. Start again.
I get to the 15th of the month, and from the 15th to the 30th, I've got a zero balance. I can live on a zero balance for 2 weeks.
Well, come on back. Come on back. More than enough is positioned even better to help you to move forward than it's ever been. Dave and Rebecca have prepared the way for some new seminars and new things that they can do with you. So,
when would be the next seminar for my situation that I should attend? Which Tuesday night would that be, please?
The fourth Tuesday of the month.
Okay.
Perfect. So, roughly a month from now, or you can always call the office. Let me give you the phone number, 613-520-4157, and they will meet with you.
So 620-4157,
yep.
Is that correct?
Yep, 613-520-4157. Okay.
520-4157. Thanks so much, Jen.
Thank you so much for calling in. Have a great day. Bye now. Good morning.
Morning, Lynn.
How are you?
Very well.
Thank you for calling.
It's Debbie calling, Lynn. I went to one of your seminars a few weeks back.
Thank you for calling, Debbie.
How are you?
I'm great.
Wonderful. Nice to hear your news.
Thank you.
I have a word for you.
Oh, I'll take it.
It's wonderful, actually.
Thank you.
And I just looked it up in the dictionary, and the word was pillar.
Mm. Ooh.
And so I looked it up, and it was a firm, upright support.
Oh.
And it was to provide or to strengthen.
Hmm.
But a couple of weeks ago, the Lord gave me a revelation on it. And I really struck me. It was very powerful. And it was people who keep moving forward.
Hmm.
And that's what you keep doing. You keep moving forward.
Awesome.
So I just kind of, when I listen to your shows, I'm very filled with the fact that not only does it touch an area of my life, just one area in the finances, but it does actually, even if it's on finances, have a lot to do with marriage.
Wow. It does, absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you.
Even when it has to do with finances, marriage is like, it's like, wow, it works everywhere.
Awesome.
in life.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you for your word. I've just got a couple minutes left. I got another caller I want to take, so I just want to say thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for sharing that word. God bless you, Debbie. Bye now. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
This is Lynn.
It is.
Yeah. I just want to wish you a very happy journey.
Thank you.
You know, going to India, I've been one of your very dedicated listener.
Thank you.
You know, at home, I didn't have a chance to come out and meet you, but I'll certainly meet the new couple.
Awesome.
And I would like to have an impact on younger couples.
Yes.
So I'll just invite them and bring them along.
Awesome. Thank you, Janet. Do that. Contact morethanenough.ca, and they will...
And keep listening to the show.
The show's not going anywhere.
Yeah,
that's right. Keep listening.
It'll be my voice instead of Lynn's, if you can put up with that, Janet. So.
Awesome, yeah.
Well, you're probably accustomed to hearing his voice anyway. He's been around a while.
You're a great inspiration to us, Lynn, and God bless you in your journey all the way to India. Is that where you're going?
No, but I'm going to Southeast Asia.
Southeast Asia, okay.
Yeah. So thank you so much.
You're going to really benefit from that. So thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. God bless you, Janet.
You too, in abundance. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Wow. Wow. Our time is running short. And I know, David, you shared, I want a quick stat. and then I want to pray.
Okay.
So last night you shared
I have lots of stats, Lynn, so help me out.
Okay, well, then I'll share it because we don't have a lot of time. So I heard you say last night now that the new stat is that there has been over $7 million in debt paid off by the clients of More Than Enough.
And we love to celebrate that because that's all the listeners' work, right? That's all the people. They're doing the work, as you said earlier.
It's over $7 million in debt paid off.
And
that's
stays
incredible.
Off.
Right? And stays
off. It's the big deal. Yep.
I know. It's not like paying off a line of credit to have it come back the next week, the next month. Yeah. I know. It's awesome. Okay. Time to do the traditional thing and end our show in prayer. Mm-hmm. Wow, Lord, this has been... You may have to help me. This has been an incredible journey, and I have so enjoyed this part of my life. And I know that in passing the baton to David and Reb, that, Lord, you will run with them. They will run with this vision, and that their lives, the lives of many will be impacted. I thank you, Lord, for who you are. I thank you for all you're going to do in the future and all you've done from the past. And I just give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening and having an amazing day filled with hope for today and freedom for tomorrow. God bless.